Chapter 15. Ryu hurtled downward into the darkness. He landed hard on a rock floor, tumbling end over end. When he came to rest, he was in another chamber, wide and empty. Blazing torches threw patches of light around, casting bizarre shadows. For the first time in a while, Ryu had a chance to think. He had to get back to Jikaya. With both statues, the evil creature would surely be able to take over the world. Ryu's head was jangling with questions. Who was the red-haired girl? Was she really a CIA agent? Or was she in cahoots with the Jikaya? Maybe she was a double agent, but for whom? Was she telling the truth? Was anybody telling the truth? Ryu didn't have time to find any answers. A spark shot out of the wall next to him. He dove away. A familiar object clattered to the ground. A shuriken. Across the room, where no one had been standing a moment ago, there was a huge hulking figure. His face was covered by a death mask, and sharp spikes protruded from his uniform at the shoulders and wrists. "Hey, don't worry, man," he said in a raspy voice, thick with a New York accent. "I wouldn't do nothing to you while you wasn't looking. I wait till people look at me in the eye before I kill them." "Nice of you," Ryu said dryly. "Hey, don't mention it," the man said. "When Bomberhead wants to kill, he kills clean." With that, Bomberhead began swinging his right arm around. His fingers were gripping the end of a powerful chain. On the other end was a long two-headed sickle. Ryu's mind raced. Using chi power would be too risky. Bomberhead must have been a master of chi power himself. He had prevented Ryu from seeing him at first. The sickle swung widely in a circle. Any second now, Bomberhead would let loose. Anger welled up inside of Ryu. He was failing. He had let down Dr. Smith. The CIA was using him. His life was in danger, and he hadn't come close to finding out anything about his father. Ryu was desperate. It was time for the art of the fire wheel. Never had Ryu attempted this dangerous special form. He had learned it at the end of a training session, a session in which he had gotten so furious that steam had begun to rise around him. "Use your anger," his instructor had said. "Turn it into a weapon." He had shown Ryu how. The results were so powerful, Ryu vowed never to try it unless he had no other choice. Now, he had no other choice. He let his rage rise to a fever pitch. He felt his skin begin to turn hot. Then came the smoke. Bomberhead's eyes were growing wide with confusion. He swung the chain and sickle faster, preparing for a mighty throw. Was it going to work? Or would it only be smoke? Ryu thought about his dad, about the senseless death he must have suffered. Whoosh! There it was, the fire. It surrounded Ryu's body, turned him into a human ball of flames. Bomberhead's swing faltered. He stood staring, slackjaw. With a dull thunk, the sickle fell to the ground. Ryu stepped forward. The flames leapt from his body. They encased Bomberhead. There was a burst of light like a supernova. In the next instant, Bomberhead was gone. The flames flickered, then died. Ryu collapsed to the ground in pain. He wasn't used to the art of the fire wheel. He hoped he would never have to get used to it. It had worked, but he felt completely sapped of energy. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw a door at the other end of the room. Maybe it led back to the Jikaya. He struggled to his feet and dragged himself across the cavern. Bats squeaked above him, as if laughing. He knew his strength would return, it would just take a little time, and during that time he might as well be moving. As long as he didn't run into someone like Bomberhead, he grabbed the knob and yanked the door open. "Ah!" An involuntary cry escaped from Ryu's throat. There was someone in the doorway, someone huge, someone with a sharp butterfly knife in each hand and a bloodthirsty grin on his face. "I understand you defeated my friends, Barbarian and Bomberhead," the fearsome creature said, raising his knives. "Welcome, my friend, to the major leagues."